I'm back to high school again. English apparently was a strong suit of yours.
Yeah.
When you graduated, how old were you?
17. Yeah, I was only 17. My senior year, Dad sent me to Lake Forest Academy in Chicago.
Why?
There was a lot of drinking and cash in. He thought I was getting in the wrong crowd. And I told you my best friend was a heavy drinker. I just think he thought maybe it would be better for me. Those were the kind of things when he said, that's what you're going to do, you did it.
That had to be tough because you went those 5 years to Cassia, and here comes your final year.
Yeah.
And you had to go to Chicago.
And I was on football and basketball, both first ring. But, I mean, again, when he said, that's what you're going to do, that's what you did.
How was that experience to go to Chicago?
It was really great. When I first got there, they told us that if we made straight A's, that instead of getting 10 days vacation, we could miss all of our finals and get an extra week. I ended up graduating cum laude, got my extra week, so I did very well up there. Played football. I really enjoyed the mistake I made, because I was only 17 when I graduated, was not staying a second year. Dad should have just said, you're young, you don't have any business going to college yet, you ought to spend a second year. But he didn't, and I've looked back, I always regret that, because I had won the declamation contest, I'd won all these awards and honors there. Had I gone a second year, it would have been great for me, but I didn't.
Do you know the background of the school?
Oh, yeah, it's an old, old school, and was right across the street from Lake Forest College and from Ferry Hall, which was a girls' school that Mother went to. Years later, the main building of Lake Forest Academy burned down, and Lake Forest College took over the campus, and Lake Forest Academy moved out to the Armour Estate, the meatpacking estate, which was a 80-acre place, and that's where the school is now. In Lake Forest, which is the wealthiest part of Chicago, it was a good school.
Did you maintain any kind of connection to the school?
No, because once it burned down, the headmaster that was there when I was there died. The school was in a different place. I've never had any relationship with it.
So the year you graduated was which year?
1940.
What did you do upon graduation?
Went to TU for a year.
What are your memories of TU for a year?
Well, I had some great, for some reason, some of the guys tried to get me to come out for football, and I wasn't thinking about that because I wasn't that good. But I got involved with Glenn Dobbs and Roy Stewart and John Wickham and Lee Gentry and all these football players. So they asked me to join Pi KA. Well, I knew I wasn't going to stay in Tulsa.
Why did you know you weren't going to stay?
Well, I just wasn't. I mean, I had no interest in staying there. Then Tulsa University was a day school. Nobody lived there. It was just like going to high school again. But I spent all my time at the Pi KA house. We'd play poker every day, and I really had some good friends there. There was one boy there that made all conference that just had one arm. And then Roy Stewart, his son went to West Point later, Roy's son. Of course, Glenn Dobbs was one of the great players there. And John Wickham, he was 6'5", best-looking guy you ever saw. And I had any sense when I got involved in Hollywood, I could have taken him out there, and he could have been a Rock Hudson. I really enjoyed it there. Had some pretty girls there. I went to TU in 40. So in 41, I was down at LSU.
So this was before the Pearl Harbor attack?
Yeah. When I was at TU, it was the year before.
And so your father was...
Next year, I went down to LSU. I went in September, and they attacked in December.
Why were you at LSU?
I was at LSU because Dad was head of the draft board. And he was getting a lot of complaints because I was still in school. So he found out that LSU had the best ROTC unit in the country. So he said, you're going to LSU.
December 7th. Do you remember where you were when you heard about Pearl Harbor?
Oh, absolutely. LSU, the whole underneath of the stadium are rooms for the ROTC students. So it's like a hotel. You know, the seats go like this. And the whole building in here was room. It was a Sunday, and I was driving by the stadium. All of a sudden, all these guys were hanging out the window, screaming and hollering. So I stopped and said, what in the world is going on? And they said, they've just bombed Pearl Harbor. I stayed there 1 year, and I loved it. I mean, prettiest girls in the whole world were there, and I was one of the few students with a car. It was a poor school, really. Tulane was where all the rich kids went. So anyway, I loved it there.